So this podcast will illustrate you how to do meditation in the way of in the teaching of Christophe André. He is a neuropsychiatrist from the French region of Île-de-France. He is Parisian. And he's been practicing mindfulness as therapy for depression in the Sainte-Anne Hospital in Paris, which is the psychiatric department for neuropsychiatry and psychiatry. So you start taking a comfortable position in the lotus flower. So sit, you just sit down. You can start taking 10 minutes any time of the day that you like. I prefer in the morning. So first thing I do when I jump up from the bed is making my coffee and sitting down. So you are allowed to do what you need to do in the morning as you start up the day, and then just relax and focus on your breath. So you just sit down. You can put a cushion down your back, I mean. You can sit down, you can sit on a cushion, a pillow, and then you can put your hands on your knees with your palm turned in the direction of sky, and you can close your eyes. So if it this helps you to focus, there is a trick that you can do to with your closed eyes to look in the middle, like you were focusing on your third eye. This might help you to stay in the present moment. And then you just start you start. You are breathing all the time. The difference is that you are not aware of your breath because we do that automatically. So especially most of us are used to breathe with your lungs and not with your belly. This is an exercise that you learn when you start doing yoga to breathe with your belly. I remember a class that I did in my 20s. This was one of the first exercises that really helped me to change my breathing technique, my breathing habit. So focus on your breathing. So what they say about meditation is really a urban legend. It's not true that you empty your mind. The thoughts will come into your mind each moment, any moment, because the brain is working all the time. That's why we go overwhelmed by our emotions, because most of the thoughts that you have in the overthinking are negative thoughts. And this is really unconscious. Once you become aware that your negative thoughts have no place in your mind, you start to change your attitude and your mindset. The self, be mindful of your self-talk, how you speak to yourself. This is very important. It is also how you speak with the persons that you love or any other person. So when you go to a post office or any in the supermarket, at workplace, be mindful of the way that you relate with other persons. You always get a response from other people that reflect and mirror your personal self-talk. So then you just go on. So you have to work, you can work on this thought like it was a real matter, material stuff. So the thoughts will start, you will pass by, and you will start to think, okay, what are you going to eat today? Your tasks, your duties of the day, how you want to wear, dress up today, and so on. And you start to do your list. And these are the thoughts that at this moment you are sitting and trying to focus on your breath. So you don't need them really by now. This is the exercise. What you really need now is just sit down, and you will take these 10 minutes as a break, as a real break from the night you have been sleeping, in the best case, and the day that you start up. Okay, so with the activities and the duties and so on. The daily routine, or you go to work, or you just chill, whatever it and I mean, this is not useful by now. You just you know, you don't need thinking all the time. This is being in the present moment. So you can focus on the fresh air on your skin. You can listen to the birds if they are singing outside, if your window is open or not. You will feel yes, Christophe André explains that when you inspire, you can figure out, you can imagine the fresh air coming through your nose, your nares, and when you expire, the warm air come out from your nares. And this helped me in the beginning to understand and to emerge in the practice. So and if, like me, if you have an apartment on a crossroad, in the front of the road, you might have during the week, not today because it's Sunday, but between 8 and 9, you can have cars no stop in front of your court, and so you might hear the noises which are bothering you because cars are not pleasant, are not like birds singing. And this is another essential part of the mindful meditation, because it teaches you an important lesson for your life, that noises happen, make part of your life, like the things that you don't like to do, or medical visits. When your car needs some maintenance, anything to be repaired that needs to be repaired in the house. So all those things that you might as well you would like to forget because they are annoying you, but the fact that you deny them or you leave them in a resistance position does not eliminate them from your life, erase them. So just you have to put yourself in this position of acceptance of car noises and just flow and let them flow and leave them, and then you go on in your mindful meditation with another thought coming through your mind. And you can look at it passing by and let it go. And perhaps you have your children memories coming through because you are starting to cleanse your mind. And when you start to erase your short-term thoughts, your mind goes far away. Perhaps in your past, to your childhood, to your grandparents, when you were a child, you see, and then or something that perhaps you didn't process from your childhood that still hurts you and it's not still completely healed, or your mind can jump in the future and you might start to be. To feel anxious about any examinations, any promotions, or financial issues that you might have at the present time, which is also eating your mind and your energy. Okay, you don't need all of this by now because you are just breathing and sitting comfortably in your apartment. And you're okay. In the present moment, you're feeling well. You don't need anything else. You just had your coffee. That's a good start for a day. No matter the weather, is outside. If it's raining, maybe it can be more soothing. You know that you have clothes, warm clothes to put on. You have heating in your home. You are in abundance. If you like, so this is actually the regular practice that I do every morning. 10 minutes are enough. Thich Nhat Hanh, the monk, says also that it's good to start with, Steve Peters, the psychiatrist, the English psychiatrist, says. It's very good for mind management, that 10 minutes is a good habit, because we have to give ourselves short-term goals. It will be easier to get into the habit and practice of it. I can affirm that I'm doing mindful meditation at least since 5 years by now. Every morning I wake up, I jump out from my bed and I do that. When I don't, I feel I miss something. If I don't have the time to, because for any reasons, or I had bad sleep and don't feel like doing it and just skip it and enter my day without it, I can do that in the bus drive to my job, in the train. I have 10 minutes with wait and the trip to my work. So any time of the day you can do that. Also before going to sleep. But really, I think it's a nice way to start your day. You know that you took at least 10 minutes in your time schedule for just breathing and just being yourself. And I find this excellent in your daily practice. Enjoy it and have a good day in the mindful practice meditation. Ciao.